This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The Colorado governor and attorney general joined a multi-state lawsuit to block the Trump administration's tariffs. Jared Polis and Phil Weiser are taking aim at four executive orders that increase tariffs without congressional approval. Both say the tariffs hurt Colorado's agriculture, small businesses, and consumers. The U.S. now imposes a 145% tariff on China, a 25% tariff on Canada and Mexico, and 10% tariffs everywhere else. This is the 13th lawsuit Colorado is involved in against the administration. State lawmakers won't consider a plan to accelerate Colorado's transition to renewable energy, at least for now. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
The potential bill would have forced investor-owned utilities like Xcel Energy to eliminate their climate impact by 2040. That's a decade earlier than currently required. A draft circulated among industry and environmental groups earlier this month. Opponents quickly organized, asking lawmakers not to consider it with just weeks left in the legislative session. State House Speaker Julie McCluskey now says she doesn't plan to allow the bill this year, but hopes conversations about the concept continue. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado's Attorney General's office has urged a federal judge to reject the Trump administration's unprecedented bid to free Tina Peters. The imprisoned former Mesa County clerk embraced Trump's lies that he won the 2020 election. The U.S. Justice Department has asked the federal court to carefully consider Tina Peters' case and was reviewing whether her prosecution in state court was politically motivated. You are listening to CPR News.